first of setters from WG.
Again, that hurts because when we average around, say, 1,600 to 18 or 2,000 calls, a lot of times 500, 600, or 700 of them come from WGN alone. And it has reached the entirety of the country. It's no good at all, obviously, over on the West Coast at 4:30, Mountain Time at 5:30. But because probably more than 50% of the CGI and our donors and people that help us live in both the central and the eastern time zones, we do just hate to lose it. I think it has to do with children's programming, and that may have to do with President Clinton's announcement about more children's education, but who knows the real reasons. The point is that our time broker up in Cincinnati, Paragon Advertising, was not able to make any progress with them at all or change their minds, so there's just nothing we can do.
First of setters from WGN.
That hurts because when we average around, say, 1,600 to 18 or 2,000 calls, a lot of times 500, 600, or 700 of them come from WGN alone. And it has reached the entirety of the country. It's no good at all, obviously, over on the West Coast at 4:30, Mountain Time at 5:30. But because probably more than 50% of the CGI and our donors and people that help us live in both the central and the eastern time zones, we do just hate to lose it. I think it has to do with children's programming, and that may have to do with President Clinton's announcement about more children's education, but who knows the real reasons. The point is that our time broker up in Cincinnati, Paragon Advertising, was not able to make any progress with them at all or change their minds, so there's just nothing we can do. Now, the good news, we are going to be on at that very same Sunday. They will overlap on Nostalgia Cable Television, which reaches 11,500,000 homes. Obviously, they could reach it if they wanted to. They're not all tuned in at that time. And reaches into 207 cities and towns, which lists all the big cities, all the medium cities, 207 of them, from New York to L.A., all over the United States. It will cost only approximately a third as much as WGN, which was costing us $6,500 a half hour. That gives you an idea of what it costs to put God's Word and the Gospel and the television program to advertise our free literature for one half hour on a station like WGN. Believe it or not, you could pay that much money and more for one television station at a reasonable time, even an independent, in a big city like L.A. or somewhere else. You could pay $10,000 and more for a half an hour. So about $2,000, a little more than that perhaps, $2,100, I forget, Mr. Sharp can tell me exactly if he really knows right now, but that's ballpark, about $2,000 for the half hour. Commencing September 1st, Sunday, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, on Nostalgia. I have Nostalgia on our cable system. I almost never watch it. It's mostly old black and white movies, but maybe when I show up on there, people from the 50s and 60s will be very nostalgic. They will remember. Another problem I hope you will pray about, Vision Television in Canada has sent us a notice that we must limit, get this, our advertising time. That means holding up the literature the way I do, means Mark's commercials the way he does, to only 3 minutes. 2 one-minute commercials and me talking real rapidly for 30 seconds, and I can't mention it anymore, in order to give away free literature. But their laws on their equivalent of our Federal Communications Commission say that you cannot give away freebies for more than 3 minutes out of 30 minutes. So now that means I've got to do that for the American programs too, or else I've got to make two programs, and it takes many, many hours, much of a day, to do all of the editing and put it all together. So I hope you will pray about that. Real quickly, I don't want to take further of Mr. Stinson's time. We've just completed, we're in the process now of getting another booklet ready, and I'm going to go and produce a tape on it entitled Life on Mars, or Did God Create the Universe? And of course, if so, why? It's quite a substantial booklet, and I'm well into another one on the Beast of the Apocalypse. I've got about 25 pages written in the last few days on that one. So those should be coming along. Make your festival plans early, get the reservations in, and please don't forget to pray for Mary Lou Hayman. And please don't forget to pray for Norma Davis. My wife and her sister are down at the hospital right now with her other sister, and she's lying there, of course, and not quite able to get up and walk yet. She's made some little progress after surgery, but there are many, many people who are really desperately sick and in really horrible situations that need our prayers and need God to heal them and relieve them from all the pain and suffering. So please don't forget that. Thank you for praying for the work and for people who were sick and for each other. Now, Mr. Van Stinson.